Nick Fuentes called his own audience stupid for being anti-Semitic. The irony is obviously insane. We take a look at the Kuiper movement and why they are turning on him. And I also react to Fuentes saying that Jeffrey Epstein did nothing wrong. That pedophilia, totally fine. That's what he says. And finally, Republicans win a massive special election, which could mean some midterm magic for them in a few months. Stick around to the end for that. Nick Fuentes has returned from his holiday hiatus, and I kid you not, the first episode that he puts out on his little Nazi show is how Epstein trafficking girls was really not that bad. That's what he says. I've got the receipts. Here we go.
Pedo protector thing is really dumb. Here's the problem with Epstein. The problem with Epstein is that he is a Jewish spy. That's the problem. This whole pedo thing, it's like, is it really pedophilia? I don't want to be the one that has to say it, but I guess I'm being forced to say it. It's not really pedophilia, okay? They weren't trafficking five-year-olds. It was like they were technically not legal. Big difference, in my opinion. I know that's a controversial take, but that's not really the issue there, okay? The issue is not that they were barely legal teens, which is what it is. It's horrendous. It's awful. It's pedophilia. Okay, relax. No, the issue is that Epstein is a Jewish spy, probably working with Israel.
Holy crap. I mean, I think it's one thing to say that Jeffrey Epstein was working for Mossad. I don't really know if that's true or not, but whatever. Like, that opinion is fine. It doesn't make you a bad person necessarily. But what does make you a bad person is saying that trafficking girls is not that bad because they weren't 5 years old, as if a 15-year-old girl can consent in any way. Like, them getting trafficked is any better. It's obviously not. And I don't think this is like a right or left thing. Obviously, I think the right and the left can come together on this issue. We can just say that Jeffrey Epstein doing those things is horrible. And we can say that anyone who says it's not horrible is not someone that should be politically relevant at all. They should be ostracized. Everyone on the right can say that. Everyone on the left can say it. And the reason why I play this clip specifically is this is the kind of thing that he will only say on his show. You'll notice that when he goes on Piers Morgan, he doesn't say things like this. Even when he goes on his allies, like Tucker Carlson, he does not say things like this. Because what Groypers do every time, and this is actually good news in a lot of ways, but we have to call it out, is that they moderate to the position they know is actually popular when they're in front of other people, which prove, because they know they're not in front of their usual audience, what they're trying to do is bring on a new audience to listen to them. And what they do is they moderate, which proves we are winning. When people moderate to your position, that shows that is the winning position. It shows they are not winning because they know if they were to say that to a new audience, they would think they're crazy. That's why I play it on this show, so that people who don't watch Nick Fuentes, because hardly anybody does, can see it and know how horrible he is. But when they're all alone, what they can do is just sink into their holes, spew the nonsense because their own people can churn it. They can praise them. They can donate their $50 or $100 during their live streams, which I guess is what they do. Crazy to me that you would donate money to someone like that, but it's what they do. Here is Nick Fuentes, more of him, same episode, saying that he wishes Trump was Hitler as well.
My problem with Trump is not that he's Hitler, okay? My problem with Trump is that he is not Hitler, all right? And that's the difference. You have all these left-wing people saying, why do I agree with Nick Fuentes? It's like, I'm criticizing Trump because there's not enough deportations. There's not enough ICE brutality. There's not enough National Guard.
What's crazy about all of this is even with these horrible things that Fuentes is saying, from Jeffrey Epstein to Hitler, is it's never enough for his followers. This is a movement that is just like the leftists. They're so extreme, so detached from reality that they eat their own. I've said this about the left for a long time. The woke, you know, you're not woke enough. That's what happens every time. You see examples of someone being woke and then someone going out and saying, you're not woke enough, we're now going to cancel you. And the same thing happens to Groypers. Being a Groyper is never Groyper enough. The reason why I say that is Nick Fuentes and his own movement, which really he's championed, are actually at odds right now. He came out, said that many in his movement have devolved into low IQ anti-Semitism, which so funny because like that is him. In a word, if someone said, who is Nick Fuentes? I would say low IQ anti-Semitism. That's all he is. So for him to say that's hilarious, it's actually a really great moment because he's admitting in real time that his movement is just a bunch of idiots and leftists. Take a look.
I've been very disappointed in the masses. And I talked a little bit about this on Telegram, but it seems that, you know, we're sort of in a bubble of anti-Semitism. We're in an anti-Semitism bubble. It is an out-of-control bull market driven by animal spirits. And I think we're at the high water mark. It's ready to pop. And you can see this everywhere because it used to be the case for many years that to be in the America First position, it was totally untouchable, totally radioactive. Nobody even agreed with it. No one even understood it. No one knew the relevant information, the relevant facts. And in a span of a couple of years, that is completely inverted. And now if you're not anti-Semitic, Israel critical, whatever you want to call it, that is actually the deeply unpopular position. And so what has happened is that the ranks have been filled with tons of people that literally just got red-pilled in the past year or two, and they don't really have a sound understanding of politics in general, of the issues. And as a result, many of them, because they're uninitiated, they're being manipulated by people that are just not really on the same page as us. They're being manipulated by communists, by Islamists, third worldists, and they've kind of lost sight of things. This is a perfect example of it.
He completely invalidated his own movement in that statement. And I think what he's not realizing is that this line of thinking that he has only breeds low IQ thinkers. They've got nothing in common with each other other than the fact that they hate Jews. That's their only unifying characteristic. That's not enough to hold together some sort of political movement. Outside of that, it can range from Nazis to isolationists to communists. They don't have anything else in common. That's not enough. And this fracture of what I would consider a dumb movement is very apparent right now. Here are some screenshots from Nick Fuentes to his Telegram audience. And you can see many of them are against him right now. This was after Trump went into Venezuela. He put out, take the oil, the Western Hemisphere is ours. And you can see that there are 4,635 downvotes, which is about the same amount of upvotes as he got. People are not happy. He put out another statement talking about America First National Movement and how it's being infiltrated by leftists. I think it's always been leftists. I just don't think he realized it. And you can see a ton of downvotes. Because again, these are the leftists in his own movement realizing they've got nothing in common. And it's brutal, and it's great to watch. Nick Fuentes did not stop there, though. He was asked about rural white communities from someone in his audience. Once again, accidentally gave away the whole weakness of his own movement.
America got me and think local, act local mindset. God, if we all live in same northern rural county, there would be no crowded highways. We elect each other to board. We build a county seat with beautiful stone buildings and cobblestone streets of old. We'd have our own sheriff department. This is the system our English-speaking founders built for reason.
Yeah, that's just like a goyish way of looking at it. Jewish people are getting in on the like drone and AI industry, and white people are like, what if we built a general store? What if we built a general store and what if we built a church brick by brick, a beautiful stone building? What if we became farmers and we had a general store and we had a main street? And like Jews are building autonomous like drones. Jews are like taking over police departments with autonomous like law enforcement missile surveillance drones. They're building robots. They're building submarines and drones and cars and ICBMs and like nuclear power and desalination. And white people are like, what if we had a town? What if we had a town of only white people? What if we had a town of just white people?
He is literally saying the quiet part out loud there. He is fully admitting the only reason people hate Jews is because Jews are more talented or more innovative than he is. That's what he's saying. And I don't even know if that's fully true. I mean, I take people personally on an individual level. I'm never going to look at someone and say, by virtue of their ethnicity, that they're going to be more talented or not. But that's what he's saying. And people who rebut Nick Fuentes have been saying this for years. The whole rebuttal to the Groyper movement is that they just hate Jews because their life is in shambles. And Jews, by you know, at large, are not in shambles. They're doing pretty good. And Nick Fuentes, of all people, just made that point for me. He's indistinguishable in that video from anyone else. He's just doing it in a way that's hateful to Jews rather in a way that supports them. And their movement, I think, is destined to fail from all of this. It has no unity. It has no place in any political party right now. They've got no political capital. Sure, they can talk about it and they can squabble with each other, but there's no votes going their way. Donald Trump just came out in an interview with the New York Times and said anti-Semites are not welcome Not welcome in MAGA at all. That's why they call it America First, which gets confusing. They call it Groyper. They call it America First. It gets confusing because I guess I would consider myself America First 100%. I think America's interests should always be about America. And because I'm American, I care about America first. And really, I care about America only. The only reason why I'd care about other countries is if it furthered the agenda of America. But I can't say I'm America First because that has now become, you know, known as a Nick Fuentes-esque movement. And I would consider myself more MAGA. And what Trump is saying here is MAGA, America First, don't go together at all. They're not welcome. He accepted Israel's most prestigious award, I believe. You know, any Israelis listening, you can tell me what that is. Not really sure what it's like. Maybe it's like the Congressional Medal of Honor or Freedom, something like that. But for Donald Trump, he's won that award. His family is Jewish. He roasted the crap out of Groypers on the record to the New York Times. Like, he wanted people to hear this. So we all know MAGA and Trump is the Republican Party, and it probably will be for a long time. And if that's the case, he is clearly showing people that people like Nick Fuentes, the Groypers, have no place in the Republican Party. They've got no political capital whatsoever. Mark my words, Fuentes and his movement will not make any progress at all in the next 10 years in the Republican Party. Hey guys, I want to hook you up with the people who do my taxes every year, Quick Tax America. They do all federal tax returns for only $76, because $17.76. They are a patriotic company. I actually just checked their main competitor. I'm not going to say who it is, but we all know the big woke company is currently offering a similar service to them for $150. And we all know they like to tack on extra prices at the end. It's what they do at Quick Tax America. They do, again, all the work for you for only $76, no matter how complicated your taxes are. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com. Republicans just had a huge victory in a special election in Alabama. It really signals, I think, how the midterms could go. Here are the results. What you could see, these are all the special elections and the overperformances of the night. At the bottom, you see in Alabama's District 63, it went R plus 11. What does that mean? It means this Republican outperformed Trump even in 2024 by 11 points. So you've seen all these swings to Democrats. Now you're seeing a swing towards Trump. Now you might be asking, Josh, what about these other three? You've got Connecticut, Virginia, and Virginia. And these swung more towards Democrats. In some cases, 20 or 29 points. What is interesting, if you look at all the special elections, they are mostly swinging in the direction of their party in power. And this is what makes me so fascinated about what we might see for the midterms this year. Blue states are voting more for blue states, like Connecticut. But Alabama, you see red states voting more for red states. The most recent midterm data we have comes from Reuters, and I think it proves how close this could be. And again, Reuters, not a right-wing poll. I know a lot of people have seen some right-wing polls coming out in favor of Republicans. Whatever. This is a left-wing poll, 100%. And what you see is Republicans are gaining 38% to Democrats, 40%. I'll just be candid with you. You know, this is a historical fact. The incumbent party does not win these things. And if you look at the other polling from past midterms, Republicans aren't down by 2%. They're down by 10%. So the fact that it's this close is stunning. That is a dead heat. In fact, even if those numbers held up with redistricting, Republicans could keep the House, which would be historic. And what I think we're going to see, marrying these 2 points in the data that we're seeing, is that blue states flip red seats, and red states flip blue seats. And what you essentially see is the states consolidating. You essentially have federalism in action, where Democrats don't really want to live like red places. And vice versa is true. You know, you don't want Republicans with any blue around them. So Alabama becomes red, 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 even more red than it is now. And Connecticut becomes blue, blue, blue. And people move to the places where they want to be instead of trying to change the place they're already living. It certainly happened in Florida. Florida was a swing state. It is not even close to a swing state anymore. It's happening in Minnesota, where you're seeing all kinds of leftist and craziness. And Minnesota was low-key close to in play in 2024. I think, unfortunately, it might become even more blue because people see Minnesota as a blue safe haven, if that's what you want to call it. And if that is the case, it could be very good news for Republicans. And the reason why I say that is because Democrats have already gerrymandered their states as far as they can go. So if more Democrats move to Maryland, for example, it does not make it worse for Republicans because there aren't really Republican seats in the first place for those people who move in to flip. It's already all blue. It just gets more blue, which doesn't change the House at all. You know, they've already disenfranchised the Republicans there. But if Democrats leave Florida or Texas, Republicans could 100% flip seats there because it's not gerrymandered as bad as Connecticut or Maryland or Rhode Island, for example. And that could be the key for them to win in the midterms. If you look at the guy right now who won big in Alabama, his name is Norman Crow. The formula is very simple. He was on the city council in Tuscaloosa, so he did have some political experience. But beyond that, he's a CPA, owned a small freight company. So he's a businessman, had a normal job, CPA, he's a boring, normal guy, right? He wasn't a career politician. He served on the city council. His whole platform, if you looked at what he was doing, was improving education and being business friendly. Simple. That's the formula. Run no-nonsense, moderate leaders, and Republicans will pick up even more seats during the midterms. Hey guys, I want to give a quick shout out to RetireToTravel.com, a retirement income planning platform designed around travel, hobbies, and experiences. What I like about what they're doing is they don't start retirement planning with spreadsheets, withdrawal rates, and assumptions. Retire to Travel built a process specifically to help people see their retirement in terms of real life, like the trips that they want to take, the hobbies that they want to enjoy, the memories that you want to create. And instead of asking how much money do you want to like withdraw every month, they ask, what do you want your life to actually look like? If you're that kind of person who just hates the financial jargon, just wants clarity around the life that you're working towards, it is worth checking out. They're a fantastic company. You can explore it at RetireToTravel.com. Create your own custom retirement plan with nothing out of pocket. Again, that's RetireToTravel.com. You can also head to the description below.